Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Hello, good morning. Good morning, hello. Welcome to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the one and only campus community radio station here at Simon Fraser University, way up on the very top of Burnaby Mountain. I'm Jesse. This is, as I said, Speak Up. And before we get things started today, I want to acknowledge that this program and all of CJSF's programming is broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkamilaman Squamish-speaking peoples, who have been here since time immemorial, gathering to tell stories and share music and thought and words and culture. Since, as I said, time immemorial, a time before memory, a time before any of, anyone alive or who can remember. And I'm very grateful to be able to be here in this place and to do my own thing here. And today, that thing is a very special fun drive episode of our program. That's right. It is the 1 week a year where we go all out asking you, dear listener, to support what we do here at CJSF by making a donation to our annual fund drive campaign. This year, we are once again looking to raise $10,000 from our community, from our listeners, to help support what we do here at the radio station so that we can maintain and improve all of the great services we provide to you and to other members of your and our community. It's, what we do. We're a nonprofit here at the radio station. We are funded in large part by student fees, but those have not changed in a long time, since 2008, as a matter of fact, is the last time that our fee levy was increased. And so, as you can probably imagine, things have gotten a little bit more expensive since 2008, and we're still here working with our 2008 budget, minus a few little additions, which includes whatever we're able to raise here at Fund Drive. So, if you like what you hear here at CJSF, and since you're listening, I imagine you like it or are at least open to the idea of liking it, I will ask you to go and make a donation at cjsffundrive.ca. That's cjsffundrive.ca. Or you can call me, 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-CJSF. And make a pledge to donate, and I will take your information. Or you can text the word donate to that same phone number, 778-782-2573, and all the important information will come right back to you as a text message. And you can support Campus Community Radio here at SFU. Our theme this year, we always have a theme for Fun Drive. Last year it was Be Radio's Best Friend, and we had a bunch of dog-related imagery. This year we hired local artist Charlotte Cho to just sort of come up with some ideas, and she created this beautiful banner artwork that features a whole bunch of sort of steampunk hot air balloons floating through the sky. They're also sort of each balloon is kind of an animal, and so we took that, and our theme is a steampunk adventure where we ask you, dear listener, to help us rise higher and reach further as we strive to increase our broadcast reach and increase both physical and metaphorical the distance and the range that we can broadcast and reach out to. So please make a donation by heading to cjsffundrive.ca. And any amount is great. We're asking for $35 or more. If you go to cjsffundrive.ca, you can see all of the art created by Charlotte Cho. And you can see the banner poster that you can receive a limited edition print of. if you make a donation of $90.10 or more, our frequency 90.1. So if you donate $90.1 or more, you will get a special limited edition print of the Fun Tribe banner, which is gorgeous and will look really, really great on your wall and will remind you year-round while you're listening to CJSF of how you make this possible. So I hope you'll do that. Once again, CJSF, Fun Drive, FUNDRIVE.ca. One of the things that is really great about CJSF, one of the things that brought me to CJSF in the first place and was sort of the reason that I stuck around beyond just getting started and floating around and about and starting my own show, my other show, the Vancouver Mixtape, is local music. We here at CJSF play a ton of local music, more than any commercial station or any public station. Other campus community radio stations in the region might rival us, but it has been a real joy to me to be able to come on the radio here and share with you some of my favorite local acts. And I do this, A, because I want them to gain more exposure and be successful. I share the works of artists that I like. Also because I want you to be more aware of what's going on in your city and the art and creativity and musical output of the region, because supporting local is great all the time, particularly when it comes to arts and culture. If you can support local, you're directly helping, you know, put food in people's mouths, pay the rent, or even just, you know, giving them the validation of knowing that their art is being enjoyed and giving that little extra motivation to keep doing it and to write the next song, to produce the next record. So I'm going to do what I always do here on Speak Up when I'm hosting on Thursdays, and that's start with some local music, although I guess to say we're starting when we're already about 8 minutes in is not entirely accurate. But if you like hearing local music, this is, I'm going to say, the best place to come, CJSF, and you can help support us. It does cost money to, you know, take all the local music, review all the submissions, add it to our library. It costs money to run the radio station, you know, our power bills, the rent we pay for the space we're in, our licensing fees, all of that costs money. And you can help us help support local independent music by making a donation to Fun Drive at cjsffundrive.ca. For now, we're going to hear a track by Self Care, who I have shamelessly repped over and over again here on the show, but it's been a minute. And this song is called Blue Blazer, and the chorus is True Devotion. True Devotion. You'll hear it. And you can think about your devotion to this radio station, CJSF 90.1 FM, as we work through our 2025 Fun Drive. And I ask that you join the many who have already helped us raise over $3,000 of our $10,000 total as we sort of hit the tipping point, the halfway mark. We got some work to do, but I know that you're devoted, and you can help us get there by going to cjsffundrive.ca, sending a text to 778-782-2573 with the word donate, or by calling the studio at 778-782-CJSF. Do that while you listen to this track, Blue Blazer, by Self Care. Thank you. Blazer by local artists Self Care here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's Fun Drive here at CJSF, and that means that we're asking you to help us rise higher and reach further to raise $10,000 to support Campus Community Radio right here in Burnaby, BC. I mentioned at the top of the show that our main source of funding, student levy, has not increased since 2008, which is a long time ago, and also is, you know, before I started here at the radio station, and I've been involved in at the radio station for a very long time, since 2009, and you know, it's as part of the planning of the Fun Drive, I am the programming coordinator here at the station. I work here. And so I help with the planning and the execution of the Fun Drive. And it's something that we work on for almost the entire year, either recapping and doing a postmortem, to working towards our Listener Appreciation Week, to you know, planning the theme and finding the artist and getting the art done, and then building our messaging from there, doing the training of all of our programmers so they know how to do this Fun Drive, so that we're all asking you in the right ways. And it's a lot of work. A lot of work goes into it. But I love it. I really, really am super passionate about Campus Community Radio and what it's given me and the community it's allowed me to build. I mentioned that I started in 2009 as a university student. And the great thing about CJSF, one of the many great things about CJSF, and it's hard to pick just one because there are so many great things, is that we're open to anyone. And you don't need any experience. You don't need anything beyond a curiosity or a willingness to learn, and the willingness to abide by our code of conduct, which is pretty simple, that we treat each other with respect. It's more in depth than that, but that's the gist of it. And beyond that, you can kind of come here and participate in any element of making radio, whether that's, you know, coming here and being on the radio and doing a show, to reviewing albums, to processing all of the hundreds of submissions the music department gets on a week-to-week basis, to producing all of the pre-recorded public service announcements and station identifications and show intros and show promos that you might hear sprinkled into people's shows, to working on local journalism, to helping us, you know, put together events and attend events to promote the station. All of this happens. All of this is available to anyone with no experience. We provide all the training and the equipment, but it also depends on volunteers, and it depends on people coming in and giving their time, because they believe in what we do. They believe in the work that we do, providing a platform for underrepresented or marginalized voices to come onto the radio and share their stories, their voices, their music, their ideas, their thoughts with you. And yeah, so, you know, we do have a small staff, myself, our station manager, our public affairs coordinator, our music coordinator, but only one of those people is full-time, and, you know, that gets paid for from our budget, which, as I mentioned, has not increased since 2008, so we haven't been able to supplement that staff, except through a few very small government grants. And we also are not able to expand the work that we do beyond whatever we're able to sort of wring out of our hours, our weekly hours, and all the efforts that our volunteers put in. And, you know, we're not, like, a volunteer does not cost money on an hourly basis, but we have to train volunteers, we have to supervise volunteers, we have to support them, provide them with the equipment and the materials that they need. And so that costs money, whether it's, you know, staff hours or the actual money for equipment or whatever it is. And so to better support our volunteers, to give us more resources to keep doing the things we do here and expand the work we do to provide a platform for underrepresented voices to share stories you're not going to hear anywhere else. You can and should donate a little bit just to help us keep things going, to help us do even better, to help us rise higher and reach further. And you should do that right now. Go to cjsffundrive.ca, cjsffundrive.ca, and make a donation of $35 or more. If you donate $90.10 or more, you'll get the aforementioned print, custom limited edition print of our Fund Drive art by local artist Charlotte Cho. You can also give me a call in the studio, 778-782-2573, and we can chat and I'll take your information down, or you can text DONATE to 778-782-2573, and you'll get all the information you need to help you make a contribution to our Fund Drive campaign to help us rise higher and reach further, so that we can keep doing all sorts of cool and interesting things, and even more cool and interesting things. You know, I mentioned that I have been involved since 2009 in various capacities. I started as a volunteer. I have been employed through the Canada Summer Jobs Program here. I have been a member of the Volunteer Executive as production coordinator for a few years. I was the public affairs and talk coordinator for 8 years, and now I am the programming coordinator here, and it's really shaped who I am as a person. It's really helped me develop a community of, you know, I would say like-minded, but it's as much different-minded as like-minded folks. We're like-minded in that we all are happy to gather and express ourselves creatively and share our ideas, but it's not like we all think the same way here either. And that's one of the wonderful things about CJSF and Campus Community Radio, is that it is a community of a wide variety of people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all ages. And this kind of space where young people and older people and students and non-students and members of the community can come together and work together towards creating this thing that is Campus Community Radio is really cool, and I'm really, really passionate about it. And since you're listening, I know that you're passionate about it in one way or another, whether you love what you hear, you like the stories that we tell, you like the music that we play, or whether just as a concept, you like the idea of independent media that is not beholden to advertisers, that is not beholden to extensive government oversight and editorialization. If you like the idea of an organization that is training young people, well, people of all ages, but university students and others, in media skills, in media literacy, in presentation, in communication for free, for the people involved, and, you know, the radio content that we produce on a week-to-week basis, a day-to-day basis, is also free, but you're able to support it if you want to and if you're able, and you can do that by going to cjsffundrive.ca and making a contribution of $35 or more, maybe $50, maybe $100. You can, it's set up so that you can do monthly donations of $10 a month. Doesn't seem like that much, you know, it's the cost cheaper than a streaming service, but it adds up to $120 over the cost of a year, which over the cost over the run of a year, which makes a big difference for us. That also qualifies you for that cool CJSF Fund Drive incentive print. So think about it and give me a text, donate to 778-782-2573, or call to that same number, 778-782-CJSF, or just head to cjsffunddrive.ca, have a look at what's on there. It'll direct you to how to download. or donate. Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah, I mentioned that I had been here for a long time. One of the things that I got to do this year is speak to one of the people involved in the founding of CJSF, Brian Antonsen, who is in many ways responsible for the station existing, along with a bunch of other people, of course. And so just have a listen to this and see if that ethos resonates with you.
Station. I wanted to be the guy who programmed it.
Yeah.
In broadcast parlance, the program director, yeah. Program coordinator, call it what restaurants. But anyway, he's out there. And so yeah, I don't know how many cabins or anything. He talks about the other people who live there. But it's all fully internet capable and all that sort of stuff. And he voices material for Alka D. Singer, who is the associate dean. So that was me to work for local media.
Oops, sorry about that. A little bit of wonkiness. The community radio way, of course. We'll get into that conversation with Brian Antonsen right now.
Oh, did you? When did you graduate?
Well, you know what? Why don't we all sort that out and we'll listen to some more local music while I do. This is the inimitable Devours, Canada's next top fat otter. Check this out and head to cgsffundrive.ca and make a donation now.
Bring me to my knees, drag me by the collar, I'm Canada's next top fat otter. They're only chasing your brawn. You're stupid, but you're hot, so you get everything in life that you want. It saddens me too much. It saddens me too much to admit that maybe I'm too insecure.
If you need
This balloon has a voice, and so do you. Help lift the whole crew by donating to Fundrive 2025. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and help us rise higher and reach further.
I'm Brian Antonsen. I'm one of the three co-founders of what was called CKSF back in the days. Today is called CJSF. 1966, the fall of 1966, we cobbled together a group of people who wanted to make this happen. We then got $300 from the Student Association, or whatever it was called at the time, and we bought some equipment, and technically around the beginning of November, we went on the air with a speaker feed into the Rotunda. All the peace and quiet that people had come to enjoy in the Rotunda disappeared because we were making noise. But we were making radio, and it was very, very cool to be there.
What drove you to start the radio station?
I wanted to be in radio from the time I was 14. And my father brought home from work a thing. He said one of the guys had given it to him, an amplifier, a turntable,